Je vous remercie, monsieur le président.
Thank you, Chair. Chair. United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. Ladies and gentlemen, the Commission of the African Union joins the declaration made by the African group made by the Republic of Sudan. The Commission of the African Union would like to take this opportunity to welcome Mr. Filippo Grandi at the head of the UNHCR and affirm will to continue cooperation and collaboration in dealing with the situation of refugees in Africa. Following the actions that were taken by his predecessor, Mr. Guterres. I would also like to welcome and congratulate the for the work by Ethiopia as the rapporteur. Chairman, the World Humanitarian Summit that took place in Istanbul in Turkey in May this year, it was an excellent opportunity to reflect on the unprecedented humanitarian challenges that we are seeing today. During this summit, the AU presented a joint African position on humanitarian effectiveness, which defines a new humanitarian architecture to better respond to the humanitarian crisis on the continent. Commitments were taken in particular to strengthen the role of states in humanitarian activities to ensure and guarantee humanitarian space and to protect and assist affected persons, as well as reforming the humanitarian architecture in Africa through setting up an African humanitarian agency. To move forward with this agenda, the African Union will organise in 2017 an Africa-wide conference aiming to adopt a 10-year action plan to implement the joint African position. Chair, my continent is also faced with the increased problem of internal displacement, the main factors for this being conflict and the increasing effects of climate change and, of course, poverty. By strengthening its response to the issue of forced internal displacement, the African Union adopted in 2009 the Kampala Convention, which entered into force in December 2012. This convention remains the only legally binding instrument on displaced persons. On the 6th of December this year, we will mark its fourth anniversary, which will coincide with the first conference of the parties. This conference will review the implementation of this document in order to provide future directions to meet the challenges that we face and to reiterate the call for the AU to strengthen the regional instrument for displaced persons by its universal adoption. Chair, Africa has for many years now called for fair sharing of the burden and for international solidarity in combating the issue of refugees and migrants. It is very important for us to highlight the contribution of communities and host governments who do indeed host large number of displaced people. Therefore, the African Union would echo the call of the High Commissioner for Refugees to increase funding for refugee operations in Africa, which is currently at a very low level of only 20% of the global budgetary need. Chairman, in conclusion, I would like to reaffirm the particular call of Africa for greater international protection of refugees and migrants, as well as the respect of the fundamental principles of international law. These are principles that should continue to tie us together, link us together in this era which is characterized by a rapidly changing humanitarian landscape. Thank you.